Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Friday, July 26th. We start our recap with a story that's revving up conversation. A car enthusiast met with disappointment when his bid for a $122,000 insurance windfall was rejected, after a fire destroyed his rare 2005 HSV Coupe GTO Z series, the car owner sought to increase his payout from $78,000 to a whopping $200,000, a sum the Australian Financial Complaints Authority found hard to justify. Although ARAC Insurance upped their initial offer of $68,000 to $78,000, this still fell short of the owner's valuation expectations, attributing to the vehicle's high mileage and unique modifications. This decision reminds all owners of the importance of accurate valuation based on market estimations. Our next headline moves to the financial advice sector, which is poised for a significant overhaul. With the passage of the Treasury Laws Amendment, brokers will now be required to obtain consent when charging commissions for personal advice. The aim: enhance transparency and accessibility of quality financial advice. On top of this, provisions have been made for using superannuation funds to cover personal finance advice costs. Both the National Insurance Brokers Association and the Insurance Council of Australia have expressed their readiness to support and comply with these much-needed reforms. Now we move to Queensland, where reports show an alarming 78% of renters are leaving their possessions unprotected due to the lack of contents insurance. Misunderstanding the value of their belongings, seeing insurance as a financial burden, or simply lack of awareness, especially among those aged between 18 to 34, are cited as the main reasons. The CEO at ARAC Insurance, Trent Sayers, notes that this risk becomes further heightened in the face of natural disasters, underlining the urgency for affordable and customizable coverage. A call to action comes for enhanced educational initiatives on the benefits of contents insurance to safeguard renters' financial stability. Lastly, there's a shakeup in the construction industry, with damning consequences for builders who fail to follow protocol. Victorian company Akon Constructions and its director Said Iransi were slapped with a historic $250,000 fine for using fake insurance certificates to obtain building permits. With over 150 falsified domestic building insurance records, Akon's operations have been suspended and Iransi banned from the industry for 3 years. A stern reminder to consumers to verify builders' registration and insurance credentials for peace of mind. That wraps up your weekly news update, bringing you the most significant stories in the Australian insurance industry. For more information, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, signing off till our next update.